It's been a little more than a month since Alistair Adell was appointed Maricopa County attorney, replacing now Arizona Supreme Court Justice Bill Montgomery. And in some ways, Adell has already distinguished herself from her often controversial predecessor. She signaled an openness to criminal justice reform and emphasized the need for transparency, for example. She'll finish Montgomery's term, which runs through January of 2021. Adell has said she'll run next year for a full term, making it the first office she's ever run for. Alistair Adell joins me, and you're obviously not new to this office, although you are new to this particular job. So I'm curious, what has been sort of the steepest learning curve for you as you're making that transition?
I wouldn't say necessarily a learning curve. The challenge for me has been being able to balance all the competing interests that I have right now. That office is now the third largest prosecution office in the country. So trying to balance all the day-to-day operations, that has been my biggest challenge, managing my time effectively, but I've got a great team around me and we're getting it done.
Let me ask you about one of the issues that this office has been sort of at the center of for a little while now, which is criminal justice reform. Your predecessor was very much against legislative efforts to do that. I'm wondering where you fall. Are there particular items or areas that you think the state should be looking at changing?
I think that there are multiple areas that we need to be looking at. This is not strictly a legislative solution. However, I think the most important thing we need right now is we need good data. If we don't have good facts, we can't have a conversation about what does criminal justice reform or innovation look like. I also really support the recidivism reduction programs. Even my predecessor now, Justice Montgomery, had supported those quite frequently as well. And then I think it's incumbent upon us as prosecutors to really look at our diversion programs and how we can treat the offender and not just the offense.
When you talk about data, do you think the state has good data now?
I think we have many sources of good data, and I think that's part of the challenge is that we don't have a central repository of it to make sure that the data is clean and has integrity. So if we can all work together to find a way to have solid data so we can actually have better definitions of what is recidivism, I think we're going to make tremendous progress.
Let me ask you about the diversion aspect that you mentioned, because there's been a lot of talk about Arizona's incarceration rate and are there people in prison who maybe don't need to be there. What to you is the right approach in terms of making sure the people who shouldn't be in the community aren't, but making sure people who could be, for example, in drug rehab or some other kind of treatment get that kind of help?
The first step is when we are working with our law enforcement partners. If they are identifying somebody in the community that they are arresting that has a mental health issue or drug addiction, it's helpful for us as prosecutors to know that going in. That's a little bit more of a challenge to effectuate in practicality, but they're the first touch. Law enforcement's the first touch, and they're able to get people services. The second thing is that it's important for us to be collaborative with our partners going in to make sure that we are putting away the worst of the worst people and that they are not getting out too early from prison, but when they are, they have a path back to reentry. When we're looking at offenders that are first-time offenders that maybe just made a bad mistake due to drug addiction, that's incumbent upon us as prosecutor to recognize that perhaps this person can be rehabilitated and not institutionalized.
So have you spoken with law enforcement, I mean the sheriff's office and with your own prosecutors to say, okay, look, maybe we need to consider some of these cases a little differently than we have in the past?
We've had a couple conversations so far, but we haven't gotten that far down the road. It's been more of a welcome meet and greet and kind of talk about general issues. So there's so much out there on the table that we can do further. So many great things lie ahead, but not just yet.
You mentioned that not all aspects of, for example, criminal justice reform have to be done legislatively. I'm curious how you see your role at the legislature. Your predecessor obviously had a very large role down there. How do you see your role there?
I view my role as one of a resource as well as somebody who can help advocate for or against a bill that may directly impact public safety in our community. We are finalizing our legislative agenda for our office and also in cooperation with the other prosecution agencies and law enforcement agencies to see what initiatives can we take forward that will be successful on this year.
One of the areas that you have already taken on is the issue of transparency and trying to make your office more accountable, more open to the public. And one of the issues that you took on in that area is the idea of public records from police agencies. What led to your decision to not require or suggest that police departments around Maricopa County come to your office and ask for permission, basically, to release those?
Public records law is the law. I am not in a position to tell another agency that they should not or should follow the law. However, we do want to maintain the integrity of the investigation protect the due process rights of the suspect and the victims as well. So we are taking a collaborative approach in these situations to make sure that information is getting out to the public, because the public does have a right to know. At the same time, we need to make sure that a jury pool is not tainted and that the investigation is safe. So we are having conversations now rather than a blanket rule, so to speak.
You've worked in this office, as we talked about, for a while before this. Did you feel that it wasn't as transparent before as it could or should have been?
You know, as a line prosecutor, I served mainly in the vehicular crimes unit doing vehicular homicides, and then I was in the gang unit and drug enforcement unit. When you are working those cases so hard every day and fighting for victims' rights, you don't really see some of the administrative stuff that goes on. Now, sure, you would see things in the news. However, as a prosecutor, I always knew that if I got a request for my file, it was my duty to hand that over right away. And so from the line officer perspective, I don't have a really good answer for you on that, but we're learning as we go now.
There are petitions being circulated right now that would put an initiative on the ballot to legalize recreational marijuana. There's another initiative that supporters are hoping maybe the legislature will put on the ballot in that same area. This is another issue that your predecessor felt very strongly about, as well as some of your fellow county attorneys across the state. I'm curious where you fall on the issue, not asking how you'd vote on it, but the issue of recreational marijuana. I'm wondering if you're okay with it, if you think it's a problem.
Well, I'm very concerned about the ballot initiative for a couple of reasons. The main one is that if it passes, we are then held to that law. We can't make any changes. So if it goes into effect and we see that certain areas of it are causing a problem for us, for public safety, for employers, getting to the hands of children, we're stuck and there's really nothing that we can do. And those are some of my big concerns with the ballot initiative. I look to other jurisdictions and how they've handled things. Their laws are a little bit different than the one that is put forth. And we just still have yet to know if there might be a competing ballot measure out there as well. But I do have serious concerns with it.
Absent the sort of legal ballot measure question, as you point out rightly, that you can't really change it. It's very hard to change a voter-approved initiative. If, for example, the legislature were to say, okay, we're going to put in place a recreational marijuana program, is that something that you think you'd be supportive of?
I'd have to see what the measure was. I can tell you that as far as a blanket recreation marijuana without some sort of regulation in there, and I certainly am not of the philosophy to overregulate things. However, it's something that we would have to have that conversation. And if the legislature or the voters pass something, my job is to uphold that law, whether I agree with it or not.
How would you describe your prosecutorial priorities?
Well, my prosecutorial priorities are that we seek justice swiftly but reasonably as well. We are not there to just get, you know, the harshest sentence available. We also need to be very mindful to protect victims' rights and that they have a voice in this. My other priorities for the office aren't just necessarily prosecutorial, because as you know, the county is a very, very broad range of individual offices that are in there, that we as the county attorney's office are their lawyer. So I look forward to working collaboratively with all of our county offices and officials and the courts. My other priorities are making sure that we are being judicious with our resources, that we are being innovative, that we are looking at ways to continually improve our processes to do things more efficiently within our office.
Are there particular areas you think are ripe for efficiencies, things that you might be able to streamline or save some money on?
Absolutely. In fact, you touched on one of them earlier. Our public records requests, it is ripe for us to go in and find some process improvement solutions in there, run a little bit more of a lean operation, so we can look at making sure that we put our resources where we need them and looking at how we can improve upon things, whether it's using technology, maybe it's having more people in there. And I think that that area is going to be the first one that we're going to focus on to see how we can do things better.
All right, that is Maricopa County Attorney Alistair Adell. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.